Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive! Sustaining alive!
Sustaining alive on 95 BFM.
Welcome, Rita.
Hi.
How are you?
Happy Moon Festival.
Happy Moon Festival to you as well.
What the heck is a Moon Festival?
What?
I learned about it today. It's new to me too.
Okay.
Apparently, it's a Chinese festival. They celebrate because the moon is the closest and the biggest to the Earth, I guess, in China, because it might not be here.
Mm. Doesn't everyone have the same moon?
Yeah, because we're in the southern hemisphere, it might
take
be
a
different.
Breath. Everyone just take a breath.
But we are all under the same moon. Hang on, wait. Flat Earth is cool now. We are under the same moon. So it is, I believe, a full moon tonight. And they celebrate their harvest when they get all their food for that they've planted.
Back when the seasonal life was the life, eh? That was the fuck. That was a life.
I think you know.
Seasonal life.
It seems quite romantic, but I do think that it was probably
just eating your seasonal snacks. What's good to go? Well, I don't know. Whatever's the right season. Nom nom nom.
Yeah, just
I might have to eat
carrots.
This rock because all the crops failed.
Yeah, totally.
That's when you want to be a bit of a nut, one of those foraging types.
There's got to be some. I like some of the modern comforts we have.
Slaughter a beast, feed the whole clan kind of thing.
Oh, it's like we're eating wildebeest for the next 3 days and then we're going to starve for 6 weeks.
Big Hungry has got these visions of him being Conan the Barbarian.
Totally.
I want one of those Flintstone-style ribs.
And yes, speaking,
where are you taking us? Where are you taking us this week?
Speaking of harvest, I am taking you to talk about planting your summer garden, because now is the time. And there's been a lot of stuff in the news recently about dirty, rotten food supply chains.
Oh, what the fuck? This being, is bad news, eh?
Yeah, being infiltrated by needles, which is a weird thing to have conjured up. And so lots of people
it's
saying,
it's kind of right up there with putting the blades in the slippery slide.
In the water slide.
Oh. Yeah.
And I never have forgotten that. I still
can't.
I don't think it happened either. Well, you know, it'll be, yeah. So anyway, if you want to avoid some needles, one of the best ways to do it is to supply your own food chain, grow your own food. And now is the time of year to plant for your autumn harvest.
What should I be planting, Rita?
Well, right now, the best thing you can possibly do is prepare your garden bed. So, and there's going to be lots of people out there that probably don't have
a hoe out. Get the hoe out and hoe it up.
Yeah, for sure. Get rid of the weeds. There's probably lots of people that don't have a garden or don't own a home, so they don't really want to invest the time in putting down a garden bed.
Hydra.
So don't forget that you can make a garden bed out of almost anything. So those old recycling, those blue recycling bins that we used to have, they're great for creating your own ones. Pots, any kind of like pots that you have plants in are also really good. I mean, you can pretty much anything that can contain soil, you can use as a planter. Just make sure it's got some drainage in the bottom.
Right on.
So you want to prepare your garden bed by firstly weeding. And as you've mentioned, hoes also fine to use. You can use spades. Just bear in mind when you do pull out
weeds. This is all about DAC, isn't it? This whole segment's about DAC, isn't it? You're just telling us to plant our seeds now?
I thought it was about getting down and dirty in the garden.
Wow. What grows in the garden, so to speak? Isn't it? The tomatoes kind of thing. I see what's going
Jamaican
on.
Jamaican tomatoes.
No, wink, nudge, nudge. I got you. Loud and clear.
Anyway, so just remember that when you pull out weeds out of the garden, that what you're doing is disrupting the soil. So more weed, there's billions of seeds, weed seeds in the garden. Not the ones that you're excited about over here. But you do disturb the other seeds. So you will get weeds pop up throughout the season. Don't be too discouraged by them. Try and enjoy weeding is my advice.
Loud and clear.
So now is a really good time to plant your carrots and parsnips straight into the ground as seeds.
Oh, yeah.
They can go straight in.
Get some of those purple carrots and buzz your mates out. Your mates are like, wait, what are these? They're carrots. But they're not orange. You're crazy, Barry.
They don't believe that they're the
original. We like
originals.
Coming to Barry's and learning things. That's what your friends will be like. Hey.
Yep. They won't eat them. There'll be people that'll just be not into the purple carrots. Then you also want to get some seedling trays, and you can make these out of egg cartons and also toilet rolls. I saw someone do them with, and you can plant everything. Like now is
what
the time
do you do?
To plant everything.
Oh, you put toilet rolls in there, and it kind of gives it a little place for it, so no other stuff can go and get in, and it's shit.
No, what? so you plant the seed in the toilet roll with some mix, and then when that pops up, then you can put that in the ground because it needs to be a little bit warmer.
You just have
so
the toilet roll just sitting there somewhere.
Inside, like
and
in a
can
glass.
Can you put the toilet
nice
roll in the thing, or do you have to take it out of the toilet roll? Because the toilet roll will probably disintegrate.
You can do that.
I have a lot of toilet rolls, so this is great news. I've been using them to put my cables in. So you like
coil the
cable.
Oh, that's also a great
idea.
Maybe we should have a whole segment on what you can do with toilet rolls.
Oh man, definitely life hacks. We should do a life hacks.
Totally.
100%.
But now is the time to create some seedlings for zucchini, cucumber, basil, capsicum.
Dak. What?
Tomatoes, beans.
Zucchinis are actually quite easy to grow. I've never had any luck with
them. Oh, zucchinis are really easy to grow.
Are you guys talking about courgettes? Or?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
How they're easy to grow.
Which ones?
Both of them.
Oh, yeah. A marrow. Whoa.
What?
Well, if you leave a zucchini for ages, doesn't it just turn into a marrow?
We carry the four. I don't think so.
I think it does. Anyway, pretty much everything. Beetroot, now is the time to be planting it.
I had an eggplant lasagna the other day.
Oh, they're really yummy.
That my flatmates made after watching an old Italian lady make one on the internet. But half of the cooking segment, she's just kind of introducing her kids, and you can barely understand her. It's adorable as hell. But it was really delicious. Shit. It's good. Eggplants.
Eggplant lasagna.
Is it time to plant?
Really
is it time to plant
yummy.
Eggplants?
Eggplants. Yep. Eggplants. Also go.
You're so grunty. You get so much bang for your buck.
You do. You do totally. And what? So yeah. So pretty much everything is now the time to plant. And the important one that I've been wanting to get through to all through the segment is planting your strawberries. Now is the time to do that as well.
So if you plant them, but strawberries getting a lot of press at the moment.
They are. If you plant them now, they'll be ready for Christmas. You just want to cover them the ground a little bit, because I think we're probably not safe through the frosts, and they don't like frosts. So
when I was in Malaysia. Big producer of in the Cameron Highlands, I went to a place, and they make strawberries and whatnot. What they do is they grow the strawberry off the ground, so it kind of like in like a almost like a PVC tube, and then the strawberries just dangle, so they don't sit on the ground and get all a bit crummy.
That's quite.
So yeah, you
could
maybe grow
idea.
Your strawberries in a basket scenario, John. That was you asking how to grow your strawberries, and there you go, so you don't have to ask.
Yeah. Oh wow, thanks, Big Hungry.
Boy,
and that's
okay.
that's a great idea, especially if you're flat or you don't own your home, so you're not necessarily sure if you're going to be there because they last a couple of years, so you can plant them in a basket so that you can move them.
That was the other reason as well, John.
Yeah, so that's it. On trees, if you've got some citrus and fruit trees, you want to keep an eye out. This is the time of year that moths, the codling and the guava moth, lay on the fruit and then destroy your fruit. So go and have a look for those.
Aubergine. Yep.
There
sorry,
we go.
Got it
They're
wrong.
Different names.
Now, Rita, I've had a compost, there's sort of a compost bin out in my backyard for, must be 5 or 6 months now. Oh, Would I be ready to get some of that goodness from the bottom
Absolutely.
Of it?
Absolutely.
And could I feed my lime tree with this?
Have you got a lime tree? How much are limes at the moment? Are you selling them?
Well, I don't have any limes on my lime tree. It's been in the garden for about 3 years.
I don't think the government
years,
actually allows you to grow lime trees. I think they're protected.
You're still in Malaysia. Over there.
Why are the fucking limes so expensive? Eh? We'll figure it out.
Yes, compost, sheep pellets, throw them in. Now's the time to put them in the garden. Mm. Same with your lime tree. Fertilize. Now's the time to be fertilizing because they'll go into the summer. All your trees and plants will go into the summer with lots of goodness for them. And voila, you will have lots of fruit and vegetables come early next year.
Okay.
What's this music? I don't need that.
This is sustainability music.
That sounds like fruit harvesting music to
there
me.
Yeah. 95 BFM, maximum fruit.
No needles.
No needles. Fuck, what a shitty buzz. Actually, someone's come in here and said the metaphorical needles have been in the food supply for some time now. I think these are actual needles, though, eh?
Yes, they are, but yes.
Remember the food pyramid from the early 80s? What a crock of shit that was. Texter, number
True
8.
True that. Actually, on that note, it's not on that note at all. It just reminded me. Potatoes. You know those ones that you haven't grown and you haven't cooked and they're in the bottom of your pantry and they're growing little things?
That was like science experiment number one, basically, that it.
Yeah. Throw those in the ground. Now is a good time to be putting them in the ground.
Okay.
There we go. Sorry, that was completely unrelated.
Just, grow your own, eh? That's kind of the moral of this sustainability.
That
segment.
Is. Grow your own.
Grow your own.
Save on everything.
Thank you very much, Rita.
Thanks for having me.
That was Sustainin' Alive on 95BFM.